Analysts at the Institute for Research Middle Eastern Policy released a report today stating that the U.S. economy has lost as much as $101 billion by excessively denying visas to Arab business and tourist travelers since 9/11. Grant Smith is the director of research at the Institute. He says there is a direct correlation between the percentage of visas approved and a downturn in relationships between U.S. and Arab countries. As a result, the U.S. is losing significant trading opportunities with Arab nations, which are increasingly choosing to do business with more welcoming markets, such as those found in Asia.
In this case, by having a broad brush approach in which the executive who goes to visit Detroit to handle distribution of the Ford Taurus is being denied visas year after year after year, because he's being painted with the same broad brush as tourists who have never come to the United States, that's too broad an approach. What we're arguing in the report, Visa Denied, is that the opportunity cost is much greater than the cost of simply having more sophisticated filters and security, and in particular, more qualified personnel working in our consular offices. Right now, the ratio is something like one person for every 4,000 applicants. Our argument is the billions of dollars of trade potential that we lose for undermanning and understaffing that key operation is costing us dearly.
That was Grant Smith of the Institute for Research Middle Eastern Policy.